This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now back live. Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes of each hour. We're going to get into the design Great Reset that's already starving the third world to death, collapsing their population. The UN then organizes to invade us. And then here already the major shortages here that are even worse in Europe, Australia, and, of course, right there in the U.K. We're going to show you some video of the big food lines and the prime minister admitting that next segment. But, Mike, everything we predicted last year unfolded. Now we're here laying this out. This is clearly their cover for the world collapse to bring in the world ID based around the vaccine passport. What can the average person do to lessen the blow? What can Congress do? Because I see great people like Rand Paul and others. They don't seem to know how much danger we're all in. He's confronting Fauci. He's talking about illegal spying, you know. But they're still operating from their cocoon like everything's okay, but it's not okay. I mean, everything's falling apart, and the hospitals are now full of the vaccinated who are seriously ill.
I'm not sure they realize how close we are to the end of the American empire, period. The end of the dollar. Once you see, the only way that they're keeping this going and the way that Biden is bribing all of the Democrat groups to carry out more voter fraud on the ground is through money printing. So the money printing allows them to distribute these trillions of dollars. They call it, you know, a COVID stimulus. But of course, as you know, almost none of it goes to anything related to COVID. This just goes, it gets funneled into other groups to keep the Democrats in power. So once the money printing machine stops, it will be, of course, catastrophic for the nation. It would mean the end of America as we know it, at least. It would perhaps parallel in many ways the Soviet empire collapse of 1991, which began as a default on debt 3 days earlier. Of course, that's a simplification of it, but that was a big part of it. But once the money machine stops, they can no longer bribe everybody to keep playing along with the Democrats. Even the CDC would run out of money to keep bribing celebrities to push vaccines, for example.
And so, Mike, let's be clear. It's obviously the globalist above it all maneuvering us and others into a collapse. Europe can't get coal. China can't get coal because the money's devalued and they've been shutting down coal production. I mean, we can see the megacorporations are orchestrating this collapse.
It's going to be an engineered famine situation, a release of another bioweapon, an energy collapse resulting in at least regional power grid disruptions, and then followed by, at the worst possible time, in my opinion, they're going to cause an economic catastrophe, which may be bank holidays. It may eventually be the actual collapse of the dollar itself, but we can't know the timing, so I'm not making that prediction for this winter. It's just we know that's inevitable. It's going to happen, and they're probably going to end up printing $1 trillion a week before very long. So, you know, $3.5 trillion they're talking about right now, they may cut that to $2 trillion, but it's trillions a month at this point. It's going to be $1 trillion a week soon, and then the blowout, it's just inevitable. It's very close.
And that's why they're getting troops on the streets and getting us used to hearing the Americans are the terrorists and those that question open borders are the terrorists. We've got 80,000, this is mainline news, the Mexican government says, from Haiti marching towards the Texas border now. They're releasing 80% of those that have already gotten here. I mean, this is going to be incredible.
Well, I also think the most important survival strategy for the red states like Texas and Florida is nullification. And you saw Nebraska the other day, the governor of Nebraska announced they would not honor the attempted new IRS rule of reporting transactions over $600. That's a nullification. What Texas needs to do, in my opinion, is to nullify the FDA, legalize ivermectin, save the lives of the people of Texas. Joe Biden's waging war against the red states, even with restrictions of monoclonal antibodies, for example, which will produce more casualties. We now have reached I wouldn't quite call it a civil war. I would call it a nullification stage for survival. Texas must take hold of its border, must take hold of medicine, must take hold of Big Pharma, get Big Pharma out of the system. Otherwise, Texas goes down with the blue states. That's my opinion.
I agree, and I want to say something about Greg Abbott. I don't want to attack Abbott just to attack him. He did a bad thing last year with the lockdowns and all that. I want to believe in him. I want to think he's good. I want to believe in DeSantis. But he keeps putting out video of armored vehicles and Humvees and DHS vehicles and you know, Texas State Police down there. But when they grab the illegals coming across, they give them to the feds who release them. So it's all show. It's show. We're talking about when we come back. Back in 60 seconds with Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. And, folks, I agree with his analysis. We're in deep trouble. I mean, wow, this is historic.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to explain something that's very elementary. I know our general audience gets this. That's why you tune in. You're already informed. You just want to get more info and share info and are concerned. But remember what happened last year all over the world. They had to dump millions of gallons per country or even per region of cow's milk. People said, why don't they give that to the poor? Well, the stores are closed. People can't get it. They can't refrigerate it. So the cows keep producing it, so you've got to get it and then dump it. They tried to give away as much as they could. There's not an infrastructure. Okay? And so we've got all that happening. We've got our borders collapsing. And now all over the world they're having to cull animals because there's not enough feed to feed them, and then the workers aren't coming to work on British and German and French farms because they're paid not to work. And Klaus Schwab admitted a year and a half ago, he said, we're going to have ongoing lockdowns, rolling lockdowns, that will create a collapse in this unsustainable economy, but it is sustainable. He collapsed it. And then when it collapses, we'll bring in the new global system and the new guaranteed social credit score, guaranteed income. This is the corporate takeover. They've got endless cash, endless made-up currency. They've got to kill our real economy to make us come hat in hand to be slaves, posing it as saviors. So even as Boris Johnson comes out yesterday and gives a statement, farmers are announcing they're going to have to cull millions of sheep and cows. Here's another one. We have aerial footage shows long lines for fuel in dirt in the UK trying to get fuel. So these are the shortages that are being caused. Here's Boris Johnson. All this is already happening here. Here is the traitor-in-chief that poses a patriot who's a horrible globalist. Here he is.
Is Rishi Sunak right in saying that these problems, these delays, could go on until Christmas? Or is he wrong?
I think what you'll see is
right or wrong.
I think Rishi is right in very many
things.
But what you're seeing is that depends how you interpret what he's saying.
Christmas.
Well, what you're certainly seeing is the stresses and strains caused in a UK economy that is now the fastest growing in the G7, when people voted for change in 2016,
Basically the BS there. So let's expand on this. Klaus Schwab, the UN, all of them said, we want to end the industrial society. We want to end plenty. You'll have nothing. You'll own nothing. They said all that. They fund Extinction Rebellion. They fund all the fake environmental groups. It's a power grab. They're eugenicists. They're depopulationists. And they said last year and this year in the London Guardian and the New York Times, oh, the COVID lockdown was great. It teaches us to live locked down. It teaches us not to have anything. It was so good for the earth. And now we're going to get rid of meat. You're not going to have meat anymore because they're going to kill it all. I mean, this is really happening, Mike Adams. Lay out what's really going on and how we stop it.
So part of the structure of a globalist society in the long supply lines is that it presents opportunities for single source restrictions that have a domino effect throughout the supply line. So you're talking about energy in Europe. So natural gas shortages end up resulting in a shortage of fertilizer production. And because there are not fertilizer plants producing fertilizer for agricultural use, their byproduct is carbon dioxide, which is used to kill the animals for slaughter. So then you don't have enough CO2 to slaughter the animals. So then the animals end up getting killed on the farms, but then just left to be picked by the birds, essentially. I mean, there's going to be a culling of these animals. They're going to be, I don't know, shot or bulldozed, or, I mean, probably some horrific death of all these animals rather than the normal way they're slaughtered with CO2. So the ripple effect then leads to humans starving and having reduced food supplies, and then food inflation resulting from that as well. So think about this. I mean, Alex, this is why when America rebuilds from this, because we will rebuild, we must have local redundant suppliers for rare earth metals, for energy, for manufacturing, for steel production, all of these things. I mean, Trump was right all along. Nationalism is the answer. We have to have local national production. Even if it costs more money, you have the redundancy. And redundancy is what we do not have in the world right now. And that's why there are hundreds of ships parked outside the ports on both the West Coast and the East Coast, with the globalists locking down the ports on purpose to cause these restrictions. I mean, look, Alex, this is the naval blockade that America did to Japan in World War II to block fossil fuels from being shipped into Japan.
And Mike, I want to back you up. You got to come back on this week if you can do it during the weekday. You predicted it. We said it all a year and a half ago. I predicted it because the UN said this is their plan. The workers leave because if one person gets COVID, everything shuts down, the supply chains, the factories, the truckers, the schools. But then meanwhile, all China's never closed. It was all bull. We are shutting down. This is an economic consolidation. This is the end of the industrial world that the UN said they would do at the Rio de Janeiro meeting in 1992. That's Agenda 21 that they launched in 2021, they said. And now by Agenda 2030, they intend to depopulate the Earth 90% in the next 9 years. This is real. We keep telling people they're not playing games, Mike Adams.
And remember what happened in Texas this February with the cold snap and the power plants shutting down. Well, news broke this morning, Alex, that in Germany, a major coal-fired power plant has shut down because they can't get coal supplies. So again, single-source restrictions. When they start restricting coal supplies, even to power plants in the United States, you're going to get regional power outages. And then that has a tipping point. There's a certain point where society, if enough things are disrupted simultaneously,
it's dominoes.
It cannot recovery. There's no recovery.
Exactly. And Mike, again, we've been screaming this. We are explaining what just-on-time delivery and globalization is the opposite of sustainability. We are like a heroin addict totally strung out. And now the dominoes are already falling. People, you know, the dominoes are already falling fast. We're deep into this now. We're deep into the antibody crisis, the poisoning of the shots. I mean, people better get right with God right now, Mike.
And the government and the media, which set this whole thing up, I mean, the Biden regime, they're telling people, you know, don't store food. Don't get ivermectin. Don't be ready. You know, don't have extra cash, and certainly don't buy gold or silver or anything like that. Right. So this is all the wrong advice. You're going to need food to make it through the dark winter. And it's not just the winter. It's going to be a dark couple of years, frankly, of what's coming. The supply lines of the collapse of 2020, when you couldn't get toilet paper and things, that's nothing. That's a warm-up round compared to what's coming. And the freeze in Texas and other states earlier this year, that's the warm-up round. Alex, it's going to get so bad. I mean, I'm dedicated to staying on air as you are as long as possible. And frankly, the reason they're coming after InfoWars with the judgment, the witch trials, you don't even get a jury. The reason they're doing that is because I think they know there's going to be a secession or nullification. We're going to have the Republic of Texas, and InfoWars is going to be the news hub for the new free Texas, which is why you need to survive. That's my take.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, all we gave them every document, everything they ever asked for, more than anybody ever did. They removed one judge, put a new one in, and she said, first real hearing, I'm defaulting you. You never gave us one document. And then they lie all over the news. It's stunning to me that it just shows you, though, it's a symptom of this country being on its deathbed, Mike.
Yeah, they're trying to take you down by any means, and they've thrown out the rule of law. But in doing so, as I think your attorneys have said, and Barnes as well, when they throw out the rule of law, they throw out the very pillars of sustainable society. We are now going to witness this collapse. It has begun, and it is, I think, unstoppable. Now we have to ride it out and prepare to rebuild.
That's right. Imagine what the average leftist, who's all about not being ready and being totally dependent, what are all of the leftist pedophiles and drug addicts going to do when everything collapses?
Well, they're going to try to kill others to get the drugs and food that they want, but they have very little discipline and training. Most of them will be killed themselves, and that's it. Most of them are going to die.
My instincts, not just my intellect, but my instincts have, like, I have 10 times the energy I ever had. I feel like I'm 18. I can't stop working because I know this is going down. Can you feel it too, Mike? I mean, I just, it's incredible.
I've been getting ready for this, you know, for many, many years, and I'm not surprised that it's happening. I'm surprised how many people aren't yet awake. It's so obvious at this point.
Well, it's happening now. It's not just obvious. You're right. It's happening. The collapse is now happening, orchestrated by Klaus Schwab. God help us. Thank you, Mike Adams. Amazing information.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Gentlemen, I have a very important special report we're going to air at the start of the next segment. And then he's got so much to cover tonight in Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. I've asked Harrison Smith, who's going to be hosting those weekday mornings, 8 a.m., American Journal, here on the InfoWars Network. He's going to come in and finish the last segment and a half to tell you what's coming up, hit some other news he's got, and then he'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I'll be back at 11 a.m., and Owen Schroyer will be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central. Remember, the globalists are working around the clock to try to take us off the air before I hit this final news and information I'm going to hit in these very, very serious times. I would just tell listeners, I told you, you can go back, you heard it 100 times. 20 months ago, I said it's going to collapse the third world. We're going to be flooded with migrants and basically invaders from the globalist collapse from all over the world. The UN's going to organize them, bring them in to collapse the economy. Tens of millions extra will starve to death. That's now happened. That's mass murder, not caused by COVID, caused by the lockdowns. Much of Latin America and Africa is still under lockdowns because the UN controls them through the IMF and World Bank and tell them to do that, to make their people flood up here. You're going to have food prices explode. There's global devaluation happening. We told you you'll start seeing power supply outages. And it's all happening because Klaus Schwab wrote books saying it. I've read four of his damn books. He's the former head of the Bilderberg Group. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, I want to stay on air as long as possible. And I sell things that I believe in and I think you need. So I sell a lot of great supplements. I sell a lot of great things that are good for your immune system. I sell things that fund our operation, books and films and T-shirts and highest quality water filtration, air filtration at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. I mean, Alexa Pure Breeze and Alexa Pure Pro water filters and air filters are highest rated out of dozens of top brands out there. There's hundreds of brands total. But there, people go, wow, this is actually half the price of stuff at Walmart, you know, water filters, and it's the highest rated. How is that? Because we're not ripping you off. I would get ready. I would get prepared. And, yes, preparewithalex.com takes you right to the subpage on InfoWarsStore.com. It's the full catalog of the great patriots. At My Patriot Supply, they're in our back end. They take the orders daily, and then that also helps fund our operation. The highest quality storable food for the lowest price you're going to find. Can you pay three, four times more and get more gourmet that tastes better? Yeah. But for food that's good and nutritious and quality, and a lot of it tastes excellent, most of it tastes, you know, really good. Some taste okay, but that's just dishes I don't like. You're not going to find anything near it for this price. This is what I have for my family. It's what I bought for friends and others. It's what we got stockpiled here at the office because I know how serious the world is. We finally got big generators, expensive, hooked into everything in our own systems. I mean, we've done a lot of stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to tell you everything we've done to keep communications up and been very expensive because we need to be on air when they take everything down. And if that means, I mean, the enemy already knows what we got, but if that means radio and satellite relays, if that means our own power supplies, if that means our own microwave relays. I mean, you name it, we got it. Looks like the rebel base here, folks. And the Imperial Walkers are marching towards us. And that means they're coming at you, too. So people ask, how are you taking all this? Man, I mean, I know what's going down. I'm ready for it. But understanding this. So who knows? It could be your last chance any day to get Ultra 12 or to get down and out sleep support or to get Endgame or the new film COVID Land. We're going to get an InfoWars t-shirt. I mean, until we turn this around and arrest the globalists, because they're not going to stop till we arrest them. And our own leaders don't even know what's going on, pretty much. They're starting to figure it out. So This is such a dangerous time. It's so important we stay on air. It's so important we come together and realize what's happening. So get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Down and out's a great sleep aid with a whole bunch of different known herbs and compounds to give you deep, restful sleep. And that's really important for your immune system as well, to get deep, restful sleep. Research lack of sleep or lack of deep sleep and bad immune system. It's well known. So that's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it makes this whole broadcast possible. So I just trust everything to God now, but the collapse has begun. All right. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to go to break, come back with a special report. But let me hit these. And tomorrow I'm going to air some clips out of this. Black woman masquerading as KKK Klan member terrorized neighbors faces charges. For months or the last year, someone would put KKK signs on and dress as a KKK person and run around the night. And finally, people recognized her handwriting versus notes they'd gotten before from her. And the police got a search warrant and went in, and she was the one doing it, and it was all in her house. Just another example of how you're not supposed to question all these events that happen, mass shootings, you name it. And then, of course, Jesse Smollett, you name it. You know, WMDs in Iraq, you name it. Gulf of Tonkin, you name it. Operation Northwoods, you name it. But here's another example of that. That's from Newsweek. There's one from the Daily Mail. Here's another one. Baby in Roe v. Wade case was never aborted and just came out publicly. So has her mother. No one raped her. It was all made up. It was all a giant lie, and she's alive. All a giant false flag to then kill 65 million babies, at least, in America. And it pleases Hillary Clinton, that demonic witch, so much. But here's the facts. You can say kill babies, they don't have rights. Okay. How about all the adults dying from the vaccines and the Pentagon confirming that their immune systems are disappearing until they get hit by another outside virus, and then they get the syndrome that kills them? That report's on InfoWars.com. We spent the whole first hour and a half or hour and 15 minutes breaking that down. And then there's this. I've got to get to this tomorrow. There'll be so much news by then I probably won't. There's articles on InfoWars.com about it. There's articles on Gateway Pundit about it. It's so incredible. Biden went to a baseball game and got booed. And they said, F Joe Biden, like to do everywhere. And so the White House re-released the video with a dub tape saying, we love Joe Biden, and said it was real. And then released a bunch of other crap. I mean, folks. And it gets worse. At NASCAR, they were saying, F Joe Biden. And so the commentator changed it to the winner and said, oh, they're saying they love you. They're saying your name while they chant. I'm not going to play it here because we cut out the F, and it just makes no sense. But you can see the videos online for yourself. And we're not ABC News or CNN. We're not allowed to play cuss words here. We don't want to either, but we're nationalists. We're Christians. We're patriots. We're conservatives. If we do, we get FCC fines. Only Democrats are allowed to cuss on radio and TV. And so that means we can't even show you what's happening out there, but it's on InfoWars.com. But just think about that. He's at the big professional baseball game, and they're saying F him till he has to leave, and they just dub over as if everyone didn't already know that that happened. They don't care. Everyone knows it was all over TV. Millions saw it. Then they put out a fake tape that he was being cheered. They just aren't giving up. They aren't going away. I've got an article right here I didn't have time to get to. I'll play it tomorrow, where the head congressional individual over the spending package says, we can, quote, spend whatever amount of money we want. We're invincible. He actually said, we can spend unlimited amounts, is the quote. Unlimited amounts is the quote. Yeah, and then it devalues everything. But see, they get the money first while it has value. They buy up real companies and infrastructure and farms and ranches and weapons and media. And then we all get handed the debt and the inflation and the hell. And then they say it's white men that are the problem, when it's just globalists screwing us all. It's totally wild. I mean, you're seeing modern war. The collapse has already begun. It's accelerating. You're in World War III. You're being hit with bioweapons in the vaccines. And then they blame those of us that are smart and don't take it as the ones that did it. And I told you a year and a half ago that would happen. And now it happened. We know what we're talking about. Please warn everyone. There isn't much time left. They've already injected half the public. They're already dying. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. Do you go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Add to that list the vaccination for COVID-19.
California Governor Newsom has done the unthinkable, ignoring the research. most, if not all, of the studies show robust immunity from getting the disease naturally. The CDC says if you've had measles and have immunity, you don't have to be vaccinated. The same was true of smallpox. You're selectively doing this because you want us to submit to your will. You have no scientific background, no scientific degrees. I can't go to my doctor and ask my doctor's opinion. I mean, this is incredibly arrogant, combined with this authoritarian nature that you think, well, we'll just tell all of America to do what I say, and they better, or we'll fine them, or put them in jail, or not let them go to school, or not let them travel.
Ignoring the deaths.
The CDC finding 16 to 24-year-olds who received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine have experienced higher than normal cases of myocarditis and inflammation of the heart muscle.
Inflammation in teens explodes across the U.S. after FDA approves injections. Here's an article out of the U.K., out of the Sun. Side effect, teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer heart complications from Pfizer jab, study finds.
My son received the vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was a large heart.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine.
Karen Kingston joined us. She worked for Pfizer years ago. She's a biotech analyst. And she said if kids become injected, she just doesn't know how they will survive. Do you agree with that sentiment?
100%. I agreed with it before, and I agreed with it after. Now, on Tuesday, I went for a meeting in London, in Westminster, in Birdcage Walk, and we sat with a very eminent member of Parliament who's very influential. I was surrounded by a plethora of the brightest scientific and legal minds in the world, and they basically said that they foresee in October, November and December a terrible death rate globally, exclusively in the vaccinated. Children that are injected will die. One of the main causes of this will be inflammation of the heart, and that's been well documented but totally ignored constantly. And those deaths will be labelled swiftly as a new virulent strain of COVID, and they've been very clear on doing that, haven't they? Every few weeks you get a new strain, and there's a new variant, and this variant will be the one that is said to do the most damage. And now that there will be civil unrest as people slowly come to terms with the fact they've been lied to. And nobody loves anything more in their life than their kids, do they? Let's be honest.
Ignoring the doctors and parents that will rise up like a firestorm in the next few days, weeks, and months.
We're just not going to follow in line with just a mandate. We want to go through a process. And we want to be in the driver's seat on the decisions for our children.
Newsom has mandated that public school children, kindergarten through 12th grade, must receive the ineffective and dangerous COVID vaccine.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term, either January 1st, or July 1st, whichever comes sooner.
Newsom has set in motion a decree that will make disgraced Governor Cuomo's nursing home massacre look like a blip on the radar.
Agnes Menesal died at age 93 in an Albany hospital just a couple days after her nursing home sent her there. Her son, a registered Democrat, same party as Cuomo, says this isn't about politics.
I think there was an intentional cover-up because of the numbers. You know, he's bragging about the numbers in nursing homes, and, you know, and he wanted to lower the numbers. And I know what he's playing with here, and it's just not right. I want the truth. I want justice.
Affecting 6.7 million children, currently 7th to 12th graders will have until next summer to get their vaccinations, while kindergartners through 6th graders are merely waiting on Fauci to get the approval for that age group.
We're talking in a matter of weeks, possibly by the end of the month, beginning of next month, because I know the FDA really wants to do it correctly, but they want to do it quickly.
Many states will follow Newsom's moronic lead, as they did when he began the first stay-at-home orders.
And there's a recognition of our interdependence that requires of this moment that we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home.
Leading America into tyranny and doom. John Bowne reporting.
The latest by John Bound. You can find it now at band.video and infowars.com. I suggest you go and share it. Click the share button. It'll give you a disguised URL, which means you can publish it on big tech despite their ongoing and indeed increasing censorship campaigns. Band.video. Then just hit the share button. And welcome back. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in here for Alex Jones. I'll be here well into the evening, but we have some very special videos to show you, some exclusive interviews to get to. And, of course, Alex didn't get to it, but I will be showing this video and covering this story that, again, it's just they just keep pushing, and they just keep pushing, and they just keep pushing. And at a certain point, it seems like it's parody, but it's not. Because it's really not funny. It's your future they're talking about. Of course, I'm talking about the House Budget Committee chairman saying the federal government can afford anything. Anything at all. He's like, you fools that think we're bounded by logic and common sense. No, we can do whatever we want because we have the guns and the power to do it. Really incredible stuff. A lot of incredible stuff to talk about. And I'm going to try to do a week in review. And I say I'm going to try to do a week in review because if you ever watch American Journal, the show that I host in the morning, I always do a daily dispatch. And I always talk about how I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. But with just the sheer volume of news we deal with on a daily basis, it always stretches to like two or three segments. And that's just for a single day. So I thought I'd go through and just grab the top stories that really, you know, illustrate where we are as a civilization and where this the information war stands. And five pages of links, like a link, like one line on a document, 5 pages of those for a single week. So will I be able to get to any of them or all of them? Stay tuned and find out, because really that's the best way to understand what's going on in this world, is not take things just one at a time where it's forgotten the very next day, but to look back and see the totality of what is occurring at this point in time and what has happened over the last week. And boy, oh boy, is it a cavalcade of absurdity. I think that's a good way to describe it. In fact, Alex was telling you about the black woman masquerading as a Ku Klux Klan member, terrorizing neighbors and facing charges. That was just one of 3 fake hate crime hoaxes that were either perpetrated or uncovered this week. 3 in a single week. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. You'd think there wouldn't have to be any hate hoaxes with the amount we hear about white supremacist terror, domestic terror on a daily basis. But seems like the demand for hate crimes outstrips the supply. So they're false flagging us into division, desperation, and chaos. We'll get to all of that and more. I do want to remind you, everything we do here is funded by InfoWarsStore.com. And this weekend personally was kind of a white-pilling weekend for me. An uplifting weekend for me. I was at a wedding yesterday evening, and, you know, they tell you where to sit, so we go find our name tags and sit down. And sitting right next to me is a young man, very respectable-looking young man. He's reading a book titled The Pearl Harbor Conspiracy. And so, of course, my wife and I sort of laughed at that, and his parents were like, oh, yeah, he's really into that sort of stuff. And I'm like, it's fine. We're going to have a very good conversation for this wedding. And then his mom's like, yeah, you know, I kind of get embarrassed because he's always going around telling people, like total strangers. He'll just go up to him and tell him, like, the government's trying to control you and they're out to destroy you. And I'm like, this kid's going places. This is the future. So don't lose hope, folks. Don't think it's all hopeless. The young are waking up, and the more the globalists push, the more the pushback happens, and the more the young people are opening up their eyes and really pushing back against this. That's just one of a couple stories that I have that shows the InfoWar is progressing rather well despite everything that they throw at us. More of that on the other side. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Breath Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar, and I thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Smith, I'm the morning host here at InfoWars, and I ask you to start your morning with InfoWars, American Journal, every day, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. InfoWars.com, of course, is where you go to stream that, and I hope you tune in. I'm going to do a little weekend review starting at 6 p.m., but for now, we have a lot of other stories to talk about. And interestingly, you know, in my weekend review, I have an image or a screenshot of a headline, but I wanted to go find the link. And, of course, this is one of the three hate crime hoaxes that were uncovered this weekend. This in particular one, I was looking for a article called from the College Fix called Black Man Arrested for Inward Graffiti Swastikas at Emory University. This, of course, is one of the three. And I couldn't find it on Google. Just wouldn't come up. I had to type the entire headline plus the name of the article all into Google and then hit the news tab for it to bring it up for me. You just got to wonder, how smart are these algorithms, or are people going in and on an individual basis deleting these types of articles? It's just amazing. And you would think that if in a perfect world, in a world full of people with intelligence and can think for themselves and can just see for themselves what's going on, InfoWars wouldn't have to be here. We wouldn't be necessary, because everything that these people are engaged in, the globalists, the Bilderberg group, the Davos group, World Economic Forum, it's so obvious. I mean, it's in your face. We shouldn't have to get up here and tell you about it. But my God, is this necessary? It's like the most important thing we could possibly be doing right now, because, I don't know, people just don't seem to get it. They just don't seem to be able to, like, figure this stuff out for themselves. And so, of course, we know that the globalists are, you know, their machinations and their plans and their schemes are on a level that they've never reached before. And everything from just the sheer force by which they're trying to put these things in place to just the breadth and scale of everything that they're trying to bring about all at once, from the border to the vaccine mandates, all that sort of stuff. It's, I mean, this is it, right? They're putting everything on the table. They're all in. And that's certainly a source of anxiety and aggravation for people here who don't want to be slaves of Klaus Schwab. But on the other hand, it's worth it to stop for a moment and think about how far the info war has come. Think about the fact that now millions of people on Twitter talk about this stuff every single day. It used to be 10 years ago, if you wanted to talk about the Bilderberg group or Davos or this sort of stuff, you had to go to some forum somewhere, you know, with like a dozen people all sort of talking about this stuff. And, you know, none of it was widespread or talked about a lot. Like, it was in the deep, dark corners of the, you know, not respectable internet. It was over there. Of course, they'd love to return to that. But how different is it now? You can make a tweet talking about Bilderberg or Davos, 10,000 likes, right? It gets shared over and over again. It's amazing how far the info war has come. And it's really impressive. And of course, then I get into the what ifs. It's like, man, what if Alex Jones got like the Dr. Fauci treatment in like 2001? What if instead of in 2001, you know, everybody denigrating and telling Alex Jones he was a crazy conspiracy theorist for thinking that the Patriot Act would impinge on our liberties. What if instead he was like put on Oprah and then like interviewed him on CNN and actually gave credence and consideration to the things that he was saying? And what if this awakening had started 20 years ago? What if we avoided going into war in Afghanistan and Iraq? What if we avoided all of these civil liberties that we've lost because of the Patriot Act? What if, right? We'd be a very different world today. And I think that's a world that we can look forward to, because I really do think that InfoWars is making a massive difference, waking just an infinite number of people up. It's really incredible to see. And every day we're making major strides, which is why they're attacking us so much. And so I guess all this is to say, we wouldn't be here without you. And of course, as much as InfoWars does, we'd be shouting to the trees if it weren't for the audience out there helping to share this message, spread this message, spread the links. And of course, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have no other support other than you. So thank you so much sincerely for supporting us and getting this word out here and helping to actually make a major change, a shift in the course of humanity itself by waking up to the machinations of the globalists and actually standing up and resisting it. Very, very honored to be a part of this, and very thankful to everybody who goes to InfoWars Store and allows us to carry out this literal information war that we are now engaged in. I want to go to this video that Alex talked about a little bit earlier. The article from Gateway Pundit says, House Budget Committee Chairman says federal government can afford anything at all. I haven't seen this yet, so I'll comment on the other side. Let's now go to this video of John Yarmuth, the House Budget Committee Chairman, lying to you about what the federal government can afford.
I read Joe Manchin's statement. I've listened to him. He has no understanding of how the federal government monetary system works. When he compared it yesterday to his household income, that has no relevance to what we can do. It's not a question of what we can afford. The federal government can afford anything that it feels it needs to do. And right now, that's what we ought to be focused on. So,
see, even the CNN reporter looked up at that.
I took in the budget committee. That's the position I will take going forward.
Yeah. Frankly, I think it's respectable of the man to to wear the grade he got in civics on the front of his jacket. I think that's a respectable thing. You want to see the letter grade that he earned there on the lapel in civics class or perhaps economics. Here's the dirty little truth that everybody knows. The federal government has no money at all. Federal government doesn't have a dime. The only money that the federal government actually makes for itself, the money it generates, is when it sells missiles to Iran or drugs to the inner city. That's how the government makes money. If it's deep state operatives, creating a slush fund to carry out their black ops in third world countries, that's their money. They've earned that, I think. Everything else, it's not their money. It's a credit card with your child's name on it. It's a credit card with your grandchildren's name on it. They don't own anything. They don't have anything except for what they can squeeze from you. And that seems like their primary or perhaps exclusive concern at this point as we continue on to hear all these discussions about the $3.5 trillion bill. Oh, I'm sorry, the $0 bill if you listen to the Democrats. It's absurd, but there's always this, the government's going to run out of money. The government has no money. It has your money. It has what it can squeeze from you. So just amazing they would say that. And, of course, it reflects the attitude that they all have. We can do whatever we want. We can demand whatever we desire, and we can steal it from whoever we want because we're the federal government, after all. It's amazing this mindset that they have. So many statements these days are just baffling. I mean, you saw in that video, even the CNN reporter, when he's like, money's not an issue. Federal government can afford anything we want. She's like, oh, okay. Like, she's not going to say anything. Obviously, it's CNN. They believe that. But it's like, wow, that's just on its face an insane thing to say, an insane thing to think. But that's what they believe. And they're convincing you of it, too, I guess. And it's amazing. I saw a statement from Bernie Sanders. So obviously, I don't think I need to tell you folks, this is socialism, this is communism, this is what they're setting up, and it's what we can expect. And he says, you know, it's a shame that two senators can stand in the way when there are 48 senators who want this. Completely disregarding 50% of the Senate, right? Completely disregarding the 50 people that are Republicans that are against this. So this is the mindset of these people, right? This is the mindset of the Democratic Socialists. It's like, well, socialism's fine as long as the majority is for it. As long as 50% or more people agree with this, then it's the right thing to do because that's the majority. And if they want socialism, then that's what they're going to get. That's Democratic Socialism. Except 52% of the representatives don't want it and 48% do. So that means we're not going to have it, right? Because that's what democratic socialism is all about. It's whatever the majority wants. Well, in this case, the majority doesn't want your endless debt and your giveaways to foreign countries and your giveaways to everybody else in this country. Two senators cannot be allowed to defeat what 48 senators and 200 House members want. Like, it's just a glimpse into their mindset, isn't it? You don't exist. Your representatives do not exist. It's just amazing. 52%. Don't want this. So under your own, I'm not going to call them a hypocrite because why would I? They don't care. They really don't care. They're not even hypocrites. They're just power hungry psychopaths. And that's what we're doing here. There's so much. Even just today, like forget this last week, just today, J&J vaccine could be linked to another clotting condition, according to the EU. Rare blood clotting in deep veins. Oh my God, we are almost out of time on this segment. Hey, time flies when you're having fun. I'll be here on the other side of this commercial break to break down the whole week of absurd insanity, of cacophonous madness that we experience when we read the headlines here. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please do support us. You know we're under attack. You know they want us gone. Just don't let them win. Just don't let them win. If you want the globalists to win, don't go to InfoWarsStore. But please, for the love of God.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.